Michelle too. I'm with my cousin Karina. Ing. Tell me about yourself. Talk about what school you go to.
I go to LaGuardia High School in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Do you see, oh yeah, you were gonna say a major?
No. I mean, I'm an art major there.
Yeah. Do you see, any graffiti in your school?
I mean, I guess you would count, marker drawings on the bathroom. Yeah, I see that.
Ooh, have you ever done graffiti yourself?
No.
Any sneaky vandalism?
No, I don't have a Sharpie on me ever.
So what do you think of graffiti itself?
I think it's cool artwork. I mean, clearly, a lot of people, graffiti artists, they use a lot of time to hone their, graffiti skill. So I think it's legit. It's legit, yeah.
Do you think, the act of vandalism and the art that they're portraying, is it, make it even greater purpose?
I think that, if that's what the artist intends. I mean, to be honest, I don't agree with, vandalism. I could see, why people would dislike vandalism, because, if someone, drew in my store and I had to clean it up, I would be pissed off, but, as an artwork, as an art form, it's pretty cool.
Do you know, Banksy? That's, the main graffiti artist, Banksy.
I don't know.
He knows, a lot of graffiti work. And it's really expensive, and I'm like, whoa. I never knew that graffiti could be, this expensive.
Is it, mural painting?
No, it's just, it's a message. It's mostly, a really powerful message, and it's, just a really simple graffiti sprayed on the wall somewhere. So what would you define graffiti as?
I mean, I guess it's kind of vague, but I feel like graffiti usually has a certain style, like the bubbly letters, and then the lightning, the arrow stuff. It's more like street kind of. And it's usually, on, places that, are hard to reach, which I guess is, the big point of graffiti.
Oh, yeah, the near school, do you only see it, in the bathroom stalls? Is that the only place?
I mean, would you count it as, drawings on desks?
Yeah, I would count it that as, too. Because I used to do that all the time in LaGuardia, actually. Don't tell anyone.
I saw it on my desk. Remember, I was sitting there.
Wait, really?
Yeah, in Mr. Moore's class.
Oh, my God. I was in the back, I think, and I would just, scribble on my desk.
Yeah, I was like, this is Michelle.
I think I, wrote my username for some game. I put it there, add me if you play this.
Did anyone add you?
No.
Oh, God.
That'd be funny, though.
Was it? I don't know if you can clue this, but, there was this, I sit next to this guy, and then he, on his desk, on, with blue Sharpie, it says Sex Jesus. I don't know what it means, but
is he saying oh my God, sex, or is he saying it as one full thing?
I think it's one full thing. I think it's a powerful message.
Yeah, yes, sex, it must Jesus. Be a powerful message. I think they should sell that table.
Yes.
For $1 million or something.
Yes.
Yeah, but in my school, there's a lot of on the lockers, they have a lot of I don't see. It's not like graffiti, I guess, but it's there's a sticker on it or something. Yeah. Or it is marked. So I guess it is graffiti, but when I think of graffiti, I think of spray can stuff.
Yeah.
But then, it's not really. But still, it is, you know?
That's deep, man.
Whoa.
What is life?
So do you see any strange stuff on your lockers in school?
Only when people take Sharpies and write on your locker, your friends.
Oh, yeah. One of the pictures I took, it was, because, in our school, we have to share lockers.
Oh,
the
no.
People, which is, it's kind of really bad.
It's really
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. So, there was a message saying, fix this shit, it's, cramming the locker.
Oh, my God.
It's really funny. Oh, my God.
So passive aggressive.
Yeah, and then, like, what if hell happens if they actually phase each other?
Oh, God. No. Oh, to
Jen. It was you who wrote this, wasn't it? You wanna
fight? Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. Now, the last question. If you could mark graffiti or vandalize somewhere in the school, where would it be?
In my school?
Yeah.
I would do it on the staircase. Because, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, like, it's risky because, like, the security guards, like, they have cameras. And, like, I saw, like, by the window, through the window, that, like, they actually check. Like, they have it on there. I mean, I doubt they actually check it or they actually care. But, like, on the A floor, I feel like it would be a good chance to do it because, like, they're too lazy to go.
Yeah, it's, like, the top floor anyways, yeah. Right? Yeah. Actually, no, there's a ninth floor where the swimming pool is, so, like...
Oh, yeah, the swimming pool.
I still remember the high school jokes, okay? I'm still hip with the kids. I never
got it. But, like, you know, like, how, like, there's, like, the... There's, like, you can look under by, like, by the stairs, like, on the eighth floor. Like,
yeah.
Like, how everyone sits there. There was someone who actually, like, used, like, masking tape to, like, make... I don't know what... I forgot what it said. But it was, like, they were doing letters.
They wrote something out?
Yeah, but then, like, they had to do it upside down because you couldn't, like, reach there because it's too high.
Holy
moly. Yeah, and I was like, damn, that's pretty cool.
I mean, damn, you did it. And, like... I was thinking, like, yeah.
And, like, you would, like, be able to see it because, like, people keep going in and out. Yeah. And they'd be like, whoa.
Is it, like, some nice message or just, like...
I think it was pretty pointless. I don't remember.
Like, pointless.
It was something just, random. Just,
like, the sex Jesus. No, actually,
that's very... That's very meaningful. Yeah, that's I took offense meaningful. To that, Michelle.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were religious.
Very.
Oh, God. Yeah, I was thinking that you would choose, like, the bathroom stall or something. That's a very popular choice, I think.
Yeah. But, like, it always gets painted over. That's why I don't find the point of people, like, drawing on it. Cause, like,
or maybe they do it because, like, they just want to... They want to rebel. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, they're always rebelling in the bathroom. They're always like, down with the principal.
Oh my God, seriously.
No, like, something like that.
That's scary.
I mean, there was, like, this recent thing, like, that's, like, kind of dark. I don't want to, like, touch on it. Like, it had to do with, like, rape. I don't want to spread it around, but, like, there was writing about that, and, like, there's always these, like, you know, those art majors who, like, draw, like, aliens kind of doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. They're always doing that. And I'm just like, ah, that's cool.
Oh, I mean, that's also just LaGuardia, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like, half of LaGuardia.
It's just LaGuardia in general.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool.
And that concludes this interview. Goodbye! But okay, today's date is, I don't even remember, what was it again? It's March 6th. I'm with my friend Alisa. Tell us about yourself, Alisa.
I am a 19-year-old illustration and psychology student.
Wow.
From Queens.
Hey, I'm from Queens too.
Queens is the best.
You're right. It is the best. So, have you ever vandalized anything?
The bathroom stalls at our high school.
Oh my God. I was talking with my cousin about that, and she mentioned that the first time, just like the bathrooms.
Third. Yeah, I think that's the extent of my vandalization.
What did you do?
Honestly, I don't know. I think I was angry at someone, and I wrote, they sucked in the locker room. Wait, bathrooms.
That's the most, like, that's some soft vandalism. They suck.
Oh, the penis wall at our school was right next to my locker, so I added a few dicks to that.
I like how casually you say that.
It was right next to my locker. I looked at it every day for like 3 years.
Oh my God, you're stuck with that locker.
Actually, no, I chose that locker.
Oh, you chose it?
I wanted to be closer to my classes.
No, you wanted it close to the Next question. So how did you define graffiti?
I guess writing or drawing on a public space that is not yours. if it is yours, then you can do whatever you want. You could say it's graffiti style art. Oh. I don't think it's graffiti if it's yours.
That's not true graffiti.
Yeah, because graffiti is vandalization. You can't vandalize your own wall.
Wait, you just enlightened me.
Oh, I could be totally wrong.
I feel something.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of it as, like, an art form?
I think that it works well as an art form in some spaces, but then we have artists who, like, make it white collar, the ones who are like, ooh, let's bring graffiti to the MoMA or the Met.
Oh my god.
That kind of thing. Or Banksy.
Banksy stuff.
Yeah, his art is worth so much. But it's graffiti just like other street art when it's like, ooh, no, those people should be arrested, but Banksy should be awarded. And it's like this dichotomy of like, who's worthy.
I think it's like, it's because of the message behind Banksy's stuff. Is that maybe why?
I think it's just because, you know, rich white people love Banksy.
Is he?
Oh, we don't know who Banksy is, but yeah, you know, they love him.
Oh. It's really weird because, like, I don't know, aren't like all graffiti artists kind of anonymous? He is anonymous too, but he's the one that gets attention.
He's wealthier. He bought like a building.
There must be some conspiracy behind this.
Yeah, he has some sort of money.
Yeah. Wait, this is so weird. It's kind of spooky now.
Yeah, and then you know sometimes they just tear it down. Like Five Points was brilliant.
They tear it down?
Like 3 years ago.
Wait, where was that?
I don't know. That was beautiful, and they were just like, nope, this is not real art. We need to get rid of this building. They built something else.
But it probably wasn't worthy. Okay. Have you seen graffiti in our school? Or like any types of vandalism?
I don't think so. Maybe I'm not paying close enough attention.
In my like right by my classroom for this class actually, there's like graffiti all over the lockers. Like there's this like
oh I forgot about the lockers.
Yeah, the lockers. Yeah, the lockers. It's always the lockers. Like it's always the lockers.
Ooh, I graffitied the inside of my locker.
Oh my god.
I took a skeleton like sticker, except the type of sticker that you rub onto things so it doesn't come off.
It never comes.
I rubbed it on the inside of my locker.
Oh my god. You're so evil.
I really am.
Wait, that's actually pretty edgy too. But yeah, I think there's like at least two people who just like wrote the same thing all over the lockers. Like one is sticky and one's just like the same old sad face. And I'm like, wow, this person's everywhere.
I stuck some fake flowers in people's lockers, like in the grates, but I don't know if that technically counts as vandalism. I just had a lot of like, fake flowers I didn't want.
That's some sweet, nice vandalism. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's like the soft like vandalism you had. They stuck.
Yeah. Weak ass vandalism.
It's so weak, actually. Oh my god. When you want to be a rebel, but you also want to be...
Me? Has to text my mom that I'm not coming home right away. The real rebellion.
Actually, I don't even text my mom. Well, you're such a responsible young adult.
Well, because she's just like, yo, are you going to be on the train? And then gets no response for like 3 hours. And she's like...
That is scary. Okay. I should probably tell my parents where I am. It's 6 a.m. I mean, 6 a.m.
I don't say where I'm going. I'm just like, will not be on train.
That's some good English.
No train.
No train.
Okay, so graffiti.
Yes.
Right here.
Oh, yeah.
They really love Boston, which is a shame because Boston's not New York.
Come on, what's wrong with Boston?
Have you been to Boston?
I think I have. Like, I remember eating some chips in Boston.
Everything closes at like 8 p.m. They're all asleep by like 9. It's weird.
They have like some curfew?
No, but they just like the stores close early. There's nothing open 24 hours.
They
like,
have
you know,
no
cute
nightlife.
Little old people.
Yeah.
No, I want nightlife.
No, you want cute little old people. Okay. So what kind of stuff did you see on the lockers?
Mainly stickers. my locker is like way up in the middle of nowhere where they're all broken and no one goes to them.
So I think I've been there once.
It's mainly like 7-year-old stickers that are partially rubbed off.
That's so cool. I wish I had gone there to record it.
They look like trash.
Oh, okay, shit. Because like some of the stickers I saw, they had like a day on it. For some reason, it was like one from 2011 and 2008. I'm like, whoa.
Some people advertise, like self-promote. They'll have like a sticker with like their company or their name on it, and they just stick it places, and it's like, ooh, is this vandalism or is this self-promotion? Probably both.
Yeah, wait a minute. And they don't have to pay either, so.
Yeah, no.
It was like just one locker, just had the Instagram on it, just like send
art. I've seen that.
Oh yeah, that's like right by our studio actually. Yeah, like
stand. Or just people put like their handles. They're like follow me. It's like their Instagram handle. Self promotion is the main type of vandalism.
Yeah, I think we figured it out.
There we go.
Just self promotion. And then it's just like some graffiti artist trying to make it big on the lockers.
You think there'd be more graffiti, seeing that it's an art school?
I know, like, in the laser printing building, they have, like, this graffiti room. I don't know if you've been there,
maybe,
but
it's too encouraged. It's so encouraged that people don't want to vandalize, because they're like...
I'm not really rebelling anymore, so...
So it's no fun. It's
not really.
They have to rebel by not vandalizing.
Wow. Wait, you're like opening my mind like so much. I think this has been the third time my mind has been opened. Whoa.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, now the last question. If you could mark graffiti or vandalize anything in the school, what would it be?
It's really juvenile, but I'd want to go to, like, the main, like, the elevator to the Carey Hall dorms and just put a giant penis on it.
What? Why? I think, like, the penis wall actually just, like, got to...
The penis wall was great at the end. There were, like, some high quality. People would take it as, like, real art.
Oh, my God.
People were, like, painting. They would, like, bring real pastels into the wall. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Would, they'd like draw it already, have it on like a sticker, and stick it to the wall. It became a real monument.
Someone should have taken a picture. Just like record it throughout the years of it growing into this one nice wall.
That's what I'd want. I'd want to bring the penis wall here, but I'd want it to be the Carey dorms elevator because I'm angry. They so live so close. I'm bitter.
Oh yeah, that too.
That's why I'm bitter. They live 10 steps away from the building. I live like an hour away.
Same.
Bitter team.
Feel sick. So thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
For this interview. That is all. Alright. It is midnight. It's 12:02. And I'm with my friend Sandy. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sandy Zhao, and I go to School of Visual Arts.
Okay. So, have you ever vandalized before?
I have never vandalized before.
Like graffiti, or...?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why, you're such a good student.
Okay.
I would draw on my desk all the time.
I'll be the one erasing the drawing.
So, what is graffiti defined as to you?
Sandy said just art / doodles within public view, usually breaking a rule.
Okay. What kind of graffiti or vandalism do you see on a daily basis in school and around that community?
Sandy said there isn't much graffiti or vandalism around the school since it is usually a permissioned wall and artists paint on it.
What do you think of it as an art form, like in museums and as a high-end art?
Sandy said graffiti works are also from talented artists, but they are usually painted in areas that are not allowed, which makes it undesired by most.
True. Do you think graffiti done in art school makes it more meaningful?
Sandy said if school were to provide classes for graffiti, it would make it more known to people that it is another form of art to express ourselves, and for the term to not be just known as, Sandy said, just known as vandalization on public areas.
Okay. And if you could vandalize, mark, or graffiti anywhere in your school, where would it be?
Sandy said it would be on a hallway where everyone walks through every day and they can pass by the art and observe it.
Damn. I don't know. I thought you'd actually vandalize. What a good student. Okay. Thank you for this TTS interview.
Sandy said you're very welcome.
Any last words?
Sandy said I love Michelle too.
Okay.